Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is what the finals is about. I said it before game one. You're not playing ducks. You're not playing, you know, easy competition. You have to find a way to overcome it, even if great players are playing great. And we've proven that we can win and overcome regardless of how the game is going. An ideal situation would be if it's on our terms and we're controlling the tenor of the game, but we've also won games where we haven't been able to do that for the entire game.
Coach always says it. He said it, give us our parachutes and just drop us in, and we will be prepared to play. You know, that's all about preparation now for the next game, so we'll be well prepared to go, and we'll be ready to go.
They did their job on their home floor, but we will be ready. We will adjust, do some things very differently, and come out here and be ready to get one for game two.
It's time to bowl, y'all. The Heat is on the radio for game two of the 2023 NBA Finals, trailing one game to nothing. The Miami Heat, white hot. All in from Struce to Bam, back to Struce. Let it rip, he does. It's in, our first dose of our daily allowance of Struce juice.
Well, and everybody said Max was not going to go 0 from 9 from 3, and we can stop talking about it now, a minute into the game.
Here's Bam, quickly, from the bottom of the circle. Jumper up and in, nothing. Wesnet with Jokic extended in his face. Martin to Jimmy, to Struce for 3 again. Get the carafe out. That's 4 in 7 attempts for Struce. That's how you bounce back from an 0 for 9 performance from downtown. Jimmy kicks it out top, wide open, Vincent for 3. He ripped the net. That's his third make in 4 tries from downtown. Duncan to Lowry, to Duncan, sidestep, top of the arc, 3. Nothing but net for Duncan Robinson. His first attempt in 7 minutes of action is a make from the land of milk and honey. Heat up by 1, 9:50 remains in game 2. Nice cut. Duncan gets it, puts it up, and swirls in. Beautiful feed by Bam. Timeout, Denver. Mike Malone wants that dry erase board right now. Lowry with the rock. The arena logo near side. Over to his left. Bounce pass to Bam on the move. Gets it to Jimmy. Pump fake. Drives right baseline. Elevates. Puts it up and in. And Joker, the Joker fouling.
And 1.
6 on the shot clock. Lowry uses a Bam screen. Right back to Bam! Ah! Threw it down with 2 hands.
And 1.
Hot. Oh. Bam. Heat up 3. 10 seconds to go. Murray has the rock. Spo making sure no fouls. Jimmy reaches, but no foul called. Murray to tie it. It's out. Heat win. Game 2 of the 2023 NBA Finals belongs to the Heat.
Just give me a second here, Crowder. Just give me a second, because I'm a little emotional. I'm going to talk about Duncan Robinson here for a moment, and I might tear up a little bit. So just try to help me through this, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Duncan Robinson, Duncan McBride Robinson. That's right, McBride. Thought he was badass when he became a two-way player, maybe a three-way player. Maybe the player that's most dangerous in the NBA, his middle name is McBride. Duncan McBride Robinson. He played college basketball, NCAA Division III Williams College Fs. That was the team name. the F's, EPHS. I don't know what it means. I was weeping so much I couldn't even research it. Too busy. Transferred, of course, to Michigan, we know. Born April 22nd, 1994 in York, Maine. Duncan Robinson is the son of Elizabeth and Jeffrey Robinson and the youngest of their three children after sister Marta and brother Eli. He is part Hawaiian on his mother's side. Yes, Tua fans, we have another Hawaiian to root for in South Florida, and his name is Duncan Robinson. He grew up in the town of New Castle, New Hampshire, where the Maud H. Trefethen Elementary School sixth grade graduating class was composed of a total of four students.
From the gutter.
He is the NBA's fastest player to reach 200 career three-pointers, 300 career three-pointers, 400 career three-pointers, 500, 600, 700, 800. He has the largest contract by an undrafted player in NBA history. Single-season three-pointers. He is your NBA leader by an undrafted player. Single-season three-pointers by a first- or second-year player. NBA leader. I could go on and on, but I will tell you this. Duncan McBride Robinson is ours. Mm-hmm. And last night, in a game featuring two-time MVP Nikola Jokic, in a game featuring six-time NBA All-Star and Olympic gold medal winner Jimmy Butler, Duncan Robinson took over the fourth quarter, led the Heat to an NBA Finals victory, and today, Duncan Robinson is the new president of South Florida, and I am your vice president, and I am at your service, President Duncan McBride Robinson.
Do I have to do that?
Yes, salute. Salute to Duncan Robinson, Solana.
Appreciate you, Dunk.
That was a game.
Marta, Eli, and Duncan. I don't like them names.
Four kids in the sixth grade graduating class. He's Hawaiian.
That's why he's a little antisocial. He didn't have anybody around him growing up. Four people to talk to. Bro, it was special. And you know what I loved? The off-the-court interview with Bam. First name he brings up, Duncan Robinson. Up there with the TNT crew when they get Kyle Lowry, you know, 20, 30 minutes after the game. They ask him the first question. He barrels through the answer and brings up Duncan Robinson. And I'm glad they did it. And I hope Duncan feels the love from his team and keeps playing like he did in that damn fourth. That was impressive.
You said highest undrafted contract in the history of the NBA, right, Hawk?
Yep.
For now. Because my guy Gabe Vincent is going to get that sack.
Let me tell you something. Gabe Vincent, Max Strus, they have for another year. Is that correct?
No, he's an unrestricted free agent as
Unrestricted free agent?
Unrestricted free agent.
So you're telling me that, because I read today that Kyrie wants LeBron to come to Dallas and form a big three with him and Luka?
And Luka.
Did you see that?
Yeah. Shams Charania reported that Kyrie has reached out to LeBron James and is checking his interest to come to Dallas.
Well, let me submit this to you. What would stop LeBron from forming a big three with Max Strus and Gabe Vincent in Los Angeles?
LeBron would.
I'm not so certain.
Solana. You're the loosest Heat fan in the world. They just run through you because Caleb's the man until Gabe's the man, until Duncan's the man. You just loosey-goosey.
I don't want to hear any Caleb Martin slander today. Dude's playing with the flu or something. I don't know. But guess what? Heat win by three, and my guy Caleb, he checked his toes. He checked his toes. Splash!
I tell you what, if I was a If I was a Nuggets fan, I might be angry that nobody checked Jimmy Butler's toes when he kicked it out for a three and he was standing in the concession stand.
I don't even remember that. What are you speaking of?
No one's allowed to speak of that on this show. That never happened. Yeah, really. This Gabe Vincent, man, holy mackerel. And he is like so unfazed by it all. Like, did you see what he said after the game? He's like, yeah, we just don't care. And that's what Jimmy Butler said too. Like, yeah, we have that I don't care thing going on. And man, does it work for them. I saw some stat on ESPN today. They are 4 out of 5 when down 10 points or more in the fourth quarter this postseason. What does that tell you about this team?
No, Hawk. I saw another image. The top 4 teams ever to have 10-point comebacks in a playoff game in one playoff run is 7. 4 teams have 7. 3 of those teams, the 2011 Heat, 2012 Heat, and now the 2023 Heat. It says something about the organization when you're coming down from double digits consistently throughout your entire history of your team. Bro, and to your point about not caring, Max Strus's interview between the first and the second quarter, the lady asked him about shooting, and he said, shoot or shoot, I don't think about misses.
Yep.
It gave me chills watching it, man. I love the attitude of this team, and that's what Jimmy Butler gives you. I think about Jimmy every time one of them dudes come up there and be like, who cares? I'm a shoot. That's what I do.
It is all based on Jimmy. You know, they say the dog takes on the personality of the owner.
Yeah.
Jimmy Butler is the owner of that squad, player-wise.
Yes.
They are all him. And it shows you, first of all, how much they respect him. Secondly, what his attitude, if you embrace it, because remember in places, they didn't embrace his attitude, and it's weird. If you don't embrace that attitude, it becomes just a weird outlier in a situation. It becomes untenable. When they all buy in, you watched it yesterday. Man, in Denver?
Mm-hmm.
In Denver. No one this postseason has beaten Denver in Denver. They're down double digits. And they win that game?
Yeah.
Duncan McBride Robinson.
Throwing their bodies around. Beating because of what Mike Wilbon kept talking about at halftime after the game. And what playing with force is a good way of playing physical, being nasty. He kept saying playing with force. But you could see the difference between the first quarter of game one and the first quarter of game two. I'm not even talking about the threes because shooting 50% from three, that's amazing, and it's not going to happen every game. But the intensity and the physical approach to the game that they were playing when running through. Did you see Kyle Lowry run through a pick of Nikola Jokic? He didn't move him, and they called a foul on him. But I love the thought that Kyle Lowry lowered his shoulder on a dude at 7'3".
My son was watching with me, looked at me, he goes, Kyle Lowry just got CTE. Like, in that moment, he caught it. Caught the CTE.
He shrugged his shoulders because he was thinking the same thing I'm thinking. He didn't move the guy.
Like, didn't move the guy. It was just so great. And it kind of harkens back. If you remember last week, I said Eric Spoelstra, very similar to Bill Belichick. If you give Bill Belichick a week to plan for a game, look out. Yes. Give him 10 days. Like, if New England plays on a Thursday night, and then you're their opponent a week from the following Sunday, look out, because he's got so much time to game plan. Spo, same thing, right? He looked at what went wrong in the first game, had 2.5 days to figure it out. There's Kevin Love looking like Kevin Love of 8 years ago. Mm-hmm. That's Spo, right?
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
Duncan Robinson playing in the fourth quarter, not Max Strus. That's Spo.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, in Spo, we trust. You saw it last night, man.
And Kevin Love played his tail off. Don't look at the box score. Watch the game. You know what we joke about Kevin Love playing slow, being older, and being a slow player? You know who else is a slow player? Jokic is a slow player. And Kevin's big enough to two big-ass dudes sitting there slow playing each other. But Kevin was playing physical ball. He wasn't just sitting outside. He was down low, inside, outside. Hit a couple threes like, Kevin Love, I've got on him all year round. I thought it was a waste bringing him in. Then they bench him, don't even start him. Didn't start him in the playoffs. We're like, oh, yeah, that's a mistake. Bro, without Kevin Love on this team, we don't win that game last night.
Talk about playing slow. I will tell you, because the Heat won, I can now anoint this my favorite play in postseason history. It was Nikola Jokic going coast to coast. He didn't know which side the ball was bouncing on. He's so bit like he didn't know which side. He just was looking down. He's like, if the ball bounces back up, I'm just going to bounce it down again. And just all of a sudden ended up right underneath the basket for a little lay-in. It was the funniest damn thing I ever saw.
Yeah, those were business decisions when those guys saw him coming through the lane. We'll let him get this too.
I was at my couch. All right. Solana, what'd you think, man?
That's what I expected in game one. Right? Knocking down threes, getting to the free throw line. Every adjustment they needed to make from game one to game two, they made it. 18 free throws they made compared to just two in game one. The threes were there. Everybody contributing. You're right. Kevin Love putting him in the starting lineup. It worked, man. 10 boards. He had the early charge taken. He knocked down a pair of three-pointers as well. You're doing this with Jimmy Butler clearly a bit limited, at least.
Something is wrong. You'd have to not have watched the Heat all season not to recognize it.
And the idea that this team was just being carried by Jimmy Butler heroics, I think it was maybe a little fair in round one, considering he had 56 and then 42 in the closeout in game five. But since then, they've been doing it as a team. And I think that was lost on some people. You're seeing it now. Gabe Vincent's leading you in scoring. Bam Adebayo's playing elite on both ends. Bro, they're going zone, full court press, man, full court press, zone. They turned Jokic, even though Spo got a little salty with Ramona Shelburne last night.
He did.
They turned Jokic into a scorer because when he has over 40 points and less than 10 assists, they don't win many basketball games. And I think the Heat noticed that. And they refused to let him have 10 assists as he did at the end of the first half the other night. They forced him to just score. And they exchanged twos with threes. And Crowder, third time this postseason, the Heat trailed by at least 15, and they come back to win. That's crazy. First team to do it in Denver. First loss that Denver suffers in the postseason this year. First time the Heat have won in Denver since November 30th, 2016. When Luke Babbitt and Josh McRoberts were in the starting lineup. Bro, all hail Coach Spo.
Coach Spo. It was the Denver fans stopped cheering as loud when Nikola Jokic was one-on-one with Bam and he just muscled him to the rim and lay it up. They weren't excited because as soon as he makes it, everybody started hauling ass down the court to get on offense. Bam would take the ball out and sling it. Let's run. And we were talking to Mike Wallace before the series start, and he was like, if you make Jokic run, he's not out of shape. They talk about it all the time. This is one of the biggest, most in shape guys ever. He's not out of shape, but his big ass don't want to do wind sprints all night. Spo, you said it, Hawk. Spo went in the lab, had him 2 days, and said, I got something for you.
Wasn't going to mess that up.
And saw the adjustments. Once they started, changing the pick and roll defense after Strew started hitting him in the corner, they changed their defense up. We answered right back. That's when Bam and Jimmy went to the top of the key. You watched art. You watched a beautiful art out of Eric Spoelstra last night.
Let's all hail Duncan Robinson, too. Come on. Duncan Robinson, Duncan McBride Robinson was written off by his head coach. Yeah. His head coach wrote him off. I don't have time for you anywhere. Sometimes I go 10 deep. I don't have a time or a place to get you on that court. And Duncan Robinson, because, by the way, and I understand it, Duncan Robinson didn't dribble the ball. He would stand, catch, shoot, get back on defense. Someone would blow by him. Then they'd run back down, stand, catch, shoot, get back on defense. Someone blows by him. I get it. Duncan Robinson has become a different basketball player. He is a different basketball player. He plays with a confidence out there. You saw him mean mugging. He did the Hulk Hogan thing the other night in Boston. Like, I'm telling you, that dude is a different basketball player.
90 seconds left on the clock. I think it was a 4-3, 5-point game, one of them. Duncan, the play was to go to Duncan to shoot the three. He was running around. He was handing off to Bam, running around Bam, double picks. They called his number with 90 seconds left in a single-digit game. I was like, you know what? To your point, Spo gave up on him, but now you're playing well? Go win the game for us, big man. That's what kind of coach you want. Honest, he's honest with you. Right now you're not playing well. Oh, you're going to score 10 in the fourth? Hell, let's get you 13, big man. I loved it. Boy, that's
actually also the kind of player that you want who faces that situation, right? Because you could be Hassan Whiteside facing limited playing minutes and just pout. Dwayne Dedman, mm-hmm. You just pout. Or Duncan Robinson, figure out new aspects of your game. And then all of a sudden, like you say, you get to the fourth quarter, and it's not we can't find time for you. It's we can't find time for Max Strus. Because Duncan, we can't get him off the court.
Nope.
He took over an NBA Finals game. Duncan McBride Robinson took over an NBA Finals game on the road and led his team to a win. Come
Hawk,
on.
Hawk, you saw it. You saw it months ago, Hawk. I got to give you credit. You saw
I
it.
I saw it. I saw it.
Give us a mean mug, Hawk. Give us a mean mug. You saw it.
Uh-oh. What is that? What are you doing?
I know. I think it was an old man face. I don't know. Can I have till 6?
Yeah, figure
can
out.
Can I get
meme
back
mug.
To you on that?
Maybe
is there a
Google
YouTube
it.
Video? YouTube video I can look.
You do some. You got to do research.
How to mug?
I thought you stubbed your toe. What face is that?
Man, that was so much fun to watch. All right, let's get headlines. We have a lot to get to today. We're going to talk Heat. We're going to talk Panthers. Obviously, Panthers had their game one over the weekend, but they have game two tonight. So Doug Plagans, he is going to join us from Las Vegas. Brian Geltzeiler from Sirius XM NBA Radio, he is going to join us. And you want to talk about mean mugging. Clay Ferrero, I don't know if you saw what this dude did on live TV on Local 10 when a Vegas Golden Knight fan got a little cutesy and started giving the finger on TV. You ever see Angry Runs? Kyle Brandt on NFL Network?
Yeah.
I saw a stiff arm from Clay Ferrero that rivaled any stiff arm you'll see in the NFL.
Folks don't know. Clay's all a 6'3 now. Don't sleep on Clay Ferrero.
Don't sleep on Clay. Anyway, we'll get some headlines here with Alejandro Solana. We'll move ahead with a big, big show today. Here are your headlines with Alejandro Solana, who sang the praises of Caleb Martin, even though Caleb Martin could not hit over 15.5 two games combined.
Don't do that, Caleb Martin.
I know, I'm
pivotal
sorry.
Down the stretch.
I sent that to Solana last night. Caleb Martin didn't hit the over two games combined, and Solana just said, not now. I'm three games away from a ring.
Hey, Hawk, game's over at 10:15. You sent that at 10:17.
I had it holstered since the second quarter.
You know what Caleb does do? Give that damn Jamal Murray hell.
Yes, sir.
I you know what? So if he can't shoot, how about you limit him a little bit? I'll appreciate it.
This sports update, it's driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. There are so many awesome stats from last night that I want to get to. We'll get to them throughout the show. But the Miami Heat, 17 three-pointers, the most the franchise has ever made in an NBA Finals game. And for the first time since 2014, the NBA Finals will be played on the stadium on Biscayne Boulevard.
Let's go. Wednesday night, baby.
Yes, sir. Wednesday night. Tonight, game two.
Heat, by the way, are 2.5-point underdogs at home.
I'm trying to go on Friday. Y'all know anybody that does home equity loans?
Oh, I can get you in on Friday with no problem. Is there a game on Friday? I thought it was Saturday.
Friday night.
It's Friday night.
Nah, I can't get you in on Friday. I can get you in on Saturday.
Oh, dang, Hawk. So, again, you got any hard money loaners out there? You know, good old-fashioned 27%.
Don't I have any credit with Duncan McBride Robinson?
Call Duncan.
Which card do you want to use, sir? Amex, Visa, MasterCard? No, I'll be using the Duncan McBride Robinson.
tonight, Game 2 Stanley Cup Finals, 8 p.m. The Panthers will try to do what the Heat did last night, even up the series before coming back to Sunrise.
All right, very good. You'll hear the game here.
Los Marlins, they swept the Athletics over the weekend. They begin a three-game series versus the Kansas City Royals. Three straight beginning tonight, 6:40 p.m.
All right. Oakland A's are terrible.
Correct. Inter-Miami, they lost 2-1 to D.C. United. They play in the U.S. Open Cup quarterfinal Wednesday versus Birmingham Legion FC.
Zach Neville.
Already did that.
Oh, all right. I am on my game.
Leave the sun alone. Leave the sun alone.
Harvey?
Leave Harvey. Leave my Harvey. That's my Harvey now.
The Hurricanes, they eliminated or were eliminated in the Coral Gables Regional over the weekend. Texas scored more runs than they did. Their season comes to an end.
Disappointing finish for Canes baseball.
And you mentioned the big story in the NBA, other than the NBA Finals, Kyrie Irving wants LeBron James in Dallas.
All right. Ramblings of a crazy man. Anything else?
Your weather, it's sponsored by DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm.
What were you saying?
How many balls are they going to play with? Luka, Duncan? I mean, Luka, LeBron, and Kyrie? That's dumb.
LeBron's going to leave L.A. to go play in Dallas at the invitation of Kyrie? And that's not how it works. LeBron will invite you where he wants you to play. Can you imagine the gumption Kyrie? He's going to put it together. Like, LeBron's going to be a guest of his in Dallas. Okay.
Some people are self-aware. We talk about that.
Kyrie is not.
Does not understand how others look at him.
And if you really wanted to dive deeper, I know we don't have time, but Dallas traded everybody away for Kyrie, and he's not even signed to the Mavericks yet. Like, what do they have to trade for LeBron James? Luka, that's it. That's about it.
They got Mark's Cubans and Mark's Tubins.
Mark's Tubins.
Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. Partly cloudy today in South Florida. Tonight, the lows will be in the 70s. That's your weather.
Duran Duran. It's a big concert. Duran Duran is coming to FLA Live Arena June 18th. We have tickets for you. So just keep listening for your chance to win on this very show. You can get info at WQAM.com/contest. It's a Live Nation show. But if you want to win Duran Duran tickets, just keep listening. Brian Geltzeiler is going to join us in the next segment. We're going to talk some NBA with him.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
We've got guts!
Hawk and Crowder.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, reminder, by the way, we've got finals frenzy going on in South Florida. We got a little Panthers action tonight, Heat last night. Place to get geared up is Caneswear in Davie. Get into the spirit. Got a game tonight. You can head on over to Caneswear in Davie. They're on University Drive or shop online at caneswear.com. Brian Geltzeiler joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Geltzeiler, you can hear him every weekend on Sirius XM NBA Radio. He is one of our favorite basketball analysts to talk with. He tweeted this at the end of the game last night, Crowder. He tweeted, Murray did get a decent look, but it's fair to wonder if they would have had a better look if Michael Malone had used a timeout to draw something up. And I'm curious, Geltz, because my son, I was watching the game with my son, and he said he loved no timeout, but the moment Jimmy poked the ball away from Murray, and there was still 4 or 5 seconds on the clock, maybe that's the time that you call timeout and reset things, because it looks things are going a little haywire. So what was your take on that? Should Malone have called a timeout when it first started with 10 or 11 seconds?
I thought so. I would have called the timeout to start it. And you know, guys, I'm a huge fan of Michael Malone. I think he's a fantastic coach. But I think what happens in that scenario is, listen, I know the thought. I want to trust your players. The ball's in Murray's hands. That's whose hands I'm going to have to work to get the ball back into. But there, and that's all true. And you do the other point against the timeout is you give the defense some time to set up. My point about calling the timeout is I think, number one, as a head coach, you can pretty much tell Jamal Murray when you want him to start to make his move. And listen, the difference between him starting to make a move at 7 seconds and starting to make a move at 3 or 4 seconds is a big difference, because it's not like you're tied in the game. You are down in the game, which means if you miss, you have, A, the opportunity for an offensive rebound and potentially kick back out for another three and get a second look. Or if you miss and Miami gets the rebound, you have a chance to go ahead and commit a foul and make them have to hit a free throw, because get another timeout, make them have to hit a free throw to win the game. So that was my thinking. Again, Murray got a decent look. It wasn't the worst thing in the world, but I would have gone in the timeout direction.
And Geltzy, speaking of the coaches, we praised Spo the entire show so far. Was it that impressive? When they came out, now they're playing the pick and rolls. Everybody was watching it. Then when they started playing differently, they already had a secondary plan from that. Did Spo get in the lab? Were you impressed? Because I respect your basketball mind. Were you impressed what Spo did and how he had those guys ready?
Beyond. And I'll say this, Channing. The Kevin Love move into the starting lineup off a DMP CD was a tad drastic. I don't even think that Spo anticipated Love making the impact that he made and what he did. Listen, obviously 10 rebounds is why you have Kevin Love in there. Two of those fantastic outlet passes are why you have Kevin Love in there. You don't count on Kevin Love to have 2 steals and to be making good help defense plays. Love was excellent last night at 21 minutes. And it was exactly what you needed in those 21 minutes. And I will propose this, and I did tweet this as well, guys. the Zeller minutes with Bam on the bench were so bad, that I actually think you may have to go with Love in that spot when you rest Bam in game three and going forward. So Love carved that out for himself. I think when you look at what was done defensively, and this is something that I talked about a ton in the postgame and a ton on my radio show on Saturday morning with my partner, Sam Mitchell. And Sam didn't agree with me. And believe me, I've been texting Sam for my pat on the back here because I felt as though the way to defend this team was the way they defended them last night, which is to say, you know what? If Jokic is going to get 40, he's going to get 40. It's going to be hard for him to beat us alone. Not possible for him to beat you alone, but it's going to be hard. But where we need to really tighten up is on these other guys. We're so worried about Jokic. We're committing so many defensive resources to him. He's torching us anyway. So this way, you know what? He's going to torch us regardless. We single cover him. We hope that Bam's smart enough to stay out of foul trouble. I mean, Bam had four fouls last night. Only one of them was on Jokic, and that's a tribute to Bam. But the defensive strategy was absolutely outstanding. And then to switch to zone in the fourth quarter, he played a little bit of zone in the first half, but to switch to zone in the fourth quarter really was helpful right up until the Heat lost their discipline a little bit during that 11-2 run, and they moved Jokic out a little bit further towards the foul line. And instead of having him dribble in, they had to feed him the ball there. And the two guys that were out high lost some discipline, gave up two open threes to Murray, another open three to Gordon. And then, you know, the possession after that third three that Murray had hit, what did Spo do? Back into man-to-man. And those are the types of adjustments. People talk about, they use the word adjustments. It's the most broadly used word during the NBA playoffs. They got to make adjustments. And 95% of the people that are calling for adjustments have no idea what the adjustments are. All right, they have no clue. That's an adjustment on the fly of switching your defense right back into man in a way that could keep Denver off rhythm and give them, and they had to now adjust to man-to-man. It was, I just thought Spo did a fantastic job. And listen, Michael Malone in the post game, for him, one thing Eric Spoelstra never has to stand there and do about his basketball team is what Michael Malone had to do last night, which is talk about his guys playing with max effort. Malone was flabbergasted last night that he felt some guys did not give max effort. And I did feel in particular, I don't think he was talking about Jokic, and I don't think he was talking about Jamal Murray. I'm not even sure he was talking about Aaron Gordon. I think a lot of that was completely directed at Michael Porter. Because if you noticed, Porter was not on the floor in their finishing five till Caldwell Pope fouled out and he had to go to him. So I think a lot of that effort-wise was directed at Michael Porter Jr.
You said that you were waiting for Sam Mitchell to give you your pat on the back. I would like a pat on the back for Duncan Robinson. Duncan McBride Robinson. I have been calling for him to get minutes ever since he got exiled to the bench. Now, obviously, you don't watch the Heat like we do every game all season. You have to have noticed how much his game has improved. He's not just a guy who stands at the three-point arc anymore.
Not at all. And so I'll give you a couple things with Duncan Robinson, and I'll pat you on the back on that, Hop, because and I give this kid credit because he's worked his tail off to become a more complete player and not a one-dimensional guy. And there's three things with him. Number one, a lot of the time, one of the reasons they go to zone is when they put Robinson in the game to be able to hide him a little bit because he's not a good man-to-man defender. We know that. But he plays zone well. Like, he's aware, he's active, he's long, he keeps the hands high and wide. Like, he's a good zone defensive player. So he fits that for them. The second thing that has been amazing with him is the backdoor cuts, which have become such a key in what he does. Because the reality is, with a player like Robinson, you want to keep him from getting the ball. If you're going to overplay him on the wing or overplay him on the perimeter, his willingness to cut to the basket when a guy's overplaying him, and Bam and him have this amazing chemistry on these cuts and these dribble handoffs where they know where each other are going to be, like without even seeing where each other are going to be. So Robinson's made himself a weapon there, and it's made him, it's given him more space to get open as a shooter because he cuts. And then the other thing that he's added is you want to crowd him a little bit with the ball in his hands. Be careful. He will go by you to the rim. And when he gets in the restricted area, he is long enough to get himself up over a small smaller defender, a la what he did with Jamal Murray last night. And listen, guys, Jamal Murray is a good defensive player, and he went right by him last night. So, Hawk, I got to tip my cap to you, man. I got to tell you, Robinson has been fantastic here. I'll also say this regarding Robinson, and this is very important to know. We've heard a lot of buzz over the course of the last week or so about Tyler Herro. When's Tyler Herro coming back? Robinson would not be doing this with Tyler Herro active and on the floor and in the rotation, because Spo's just not going to be able to use them both together. A lot of the minutes that Robinson is getting and earning and doing a great job with, like an 8-2 run by himself to start the fourth quarter last night, are minutes that he's taking from what would be Herro's minutes. So I think we have to kind of slow our roll a little bit there. Not that if Tyler Herro's running, they shouldn't have him come back, but I think that's going to be in much more of a limited role based upon how this team has gelled while Herro's been out.
You're saying we need to slow Tyler Herro's roll back into the lineup because you don't want to mess up what's going on with Duncan Robinson.
Not necessarily, Hawk. Not necessarily. Because you could have a game like game one where no one can throw it in the ocean, and Spo can turn around and say, you know what? We got between Robinson, Strus, and Martin, we're 2 of 16 from three, and I got to see if I can get a guy in that can put a three-pointer in a basket. I'm going to put Tyler Herro out there in that spot. So I don't think it should slow Tyler Hero's role. I think the whole talk about what a huge impact he would have if he came back is being way, way overstated. That's my point.
And Guilty, it's impressive when they put the stats up that this team has come back now 7 times in this playoff run from double-digit deficits to win games. 3 times down by 15 or more, what is in the second half. Like, it's impressive to look at, but are we just playing with fire, or is this a team that kind of embraces that, hey, we're going to stick with you? And I saw it a lot in Milwaukee. They did it in Boston, I think, twice. We're going to stay with you, and we're going to beat your ass in the last 8 minutes of the game.
Kind of neither, Channing. I don't feel like they intentionally get themselves in those spots. I think the one thing that we have to remember is that this is the fourth consecutive opponent that they've faced that, from a pure talent standpoint, they've been inferior to. Now, the Knicks, it was slight, okay? But Milwaukee's got way superior talent. Boston's got way superior talent. Denver's got way superior talent.
I'm sorry, the Knicks. I can't let this go, Geltzeiler. I'm staring at Solana here. The Knicks are more talented than the Heat. I'll give you Milwaukee and Boston and Denver.
Knicks are a young and experienced group. There's a ton of talent on the Knicks team. They had guys there that weren't ready to compete on this level. But listen, let me finish my point, Hawk, because my point's important here. All right? Okay? Here's my point. There's a connectedness and a togetherness that Miami has, that the Heat have. There is a self-awareness on who everyone is on that basketball court. And a lot of that self-awareness has been confidence that maybe before this whole run we may have considered kind of Fugazi confidence, for lack of a better term. Like, did I think Gabe Vincent was this good? Did any of the three of you guys think Gabe Vincent was this good? Solana may say he did, but he's full of crap if he says it. He didn't.
100%, right? You just pegged him, yep.
Okay, all right. So, but that's it. He didn't. Okay, you just talked about Duncan Robinson. Well, the other three of us didn't think Duncan Robinson could be this good. We look at what Caleb Martin did to destroy the Celtics. None of the four of us saw that happening. But you know who kind of did see this happening? These players, this coaching staff, this organization, this team. My point is this. I think the Heat sometimes, the talent deficit gets away from them sometimes, but can get away from any team. But the way when they get their backs to the wall, the way they play together, the way they play hard, the way they play for each other, I think it's so it's an amazing element for a team to have, and it's a really, really hard thing to capture, and it's one of those things that you always can't put your finger on how to do it or what to get them to do it. And in a lot of ways with this Miami group, it's years in the making. All of that, but I think that's what happens sometimes. I don't think any of it is, intentional in any way, or we're slowing down. I just think there are moments because of the talent level and who they're playing against that they're not that good.
Ryan Geltzeiler, Sirius XM NBA Radio, NBA TV as well. We're going to discount what you said about the Knicks. I think you were pretty right on about everything else.
Didn't it? It bothered the hell out of you, huh?
It bothers Solana that you don't think he thought Gabe Vincent was capable of this. Right, Solana?
I mean, Isaiah Hartenstein is better than Caleb Martin all of a sudden, Geltzy. I mean, what are we doing?
I'm not saying that, but so let me ask you this, Solana. Okay, let's just throw it out there. What do you think? A guy like Quentin Grimes, as a young player, is it a more talented player than Caleb Martin? Caleb Martin's a better NBA player right now, but talent for talent. Listen, Martin's done what he's done through pure work ethic and just putting everything he's had in to be great, but he's made the most of every ounce of talent he has. Like, that's what I'm talking about with the Knicks. Like, you forget about the Knicks' average age of the nine-man rotation is 24 years old. You know, and yes, by the way, Hartenstein is more talented than Cody Zeller. I mean, come on.
I think you're more talented than Cody Zeller right now, Gelsey.
I think Groot could do better.
That's
the
truth. Those Zeller minutes last night, oh my Lord. They were bad.
How does it end? Gelsey, how does the series end? It's tied 1-1. How's it end?
Denver in seven. I thought it was going to be a knockdown dragout from the beginning. I still think it's going to be that. I was not sold after game one. That I have people talking sweep after game one. I saw none of that. I saw a formula for Miami to be able to win in game one that they weren't able to execute. I saw a formula for Denver to be able to win game two that they didn't execute. I think these teams, not necessarily on a talent standpoint, but competitively, are very, very close. They're going to exchange haymakers back and forth for an entire really long series. Strap in, kids. We got ourselves a good one.
All right. I like it. Brian Geltzeiler. Thanks, Gelsey.
My pleasure, guys. Talk to you soon.
All right. We went a little bit long there. Let's take a break, and we'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
We've got guts!
Hawk and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameDay, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.